Good evening, and I greet you all in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家晚上好，我奉救主耶稣基督的圣名称，大家晚安。
The Bible tells us from creation, we can know two things about God.
圣经告诉我们说，从创造，我们就能够了解关于神的两件事情。
This is found, of course, in Romans chapter 1.
那这是 从罗马书第一章让我们看到
God exists, and this God who exists is a powerful God.
那神存在，而这存在的神是蛮有权能的。
When you look at the stars above,
那你看抬头举，抬头望那个天上的星。
When you look at the mountains and the greatness of the oceans,
当你看那高山，看那 广阔的海洋
When you look at all the minute details of God's creation
那你看仔细看那些神所创造的一些细节
You cannot ignore the fact that there must be a designer
你不能够就是忽略那样的一个事实就是背后有一位设计者
Just like everything in this building has a designer
就像这一栋楼 的每一样物件都有一个设计师
Look at the pattern of the carpet
那你看这地毯的这个花纹
It is very intricately designed and woven together
那它是非常细腻的被就是设计而且把它编制出来
You study the human body
你研讨人体
It is 1,000 times more complicated than the design of this carpet
那是比这个地毯的设计还要更复杂多几千倍
If the carpet has a designer how much more the body of every human being
如果这个地毯有人来设计那 人的身体，那岂不更是要需要有这样的一位设计者？
Are you able to see God in creation then?
那你是否能够借着所创造的，就是被造物，来看到神呢？
God says we are supposed to.
那神说你应当是可以的。And
yet when we look around us, the world cannot see God.
然后当我们就是环顾周围，我们看到说世人。 是看不到神
The evidence is man has made God into his own image
那证据就是人就是按照自己的形象来创造来制造神
So we see many many idols all over the world
因此我们看到在世界各地有许许多多的偶像
We just came back from Kathmandu in Nepal
我们刚刚从尼泊尔的加德满都那里回来
We saw many, many giant idols on top of mountains.
那我们在高山上看到许许多多巨大的这些偶像。
They are so tiny in comparison to the greatness of the mountain.
那他们跟那雄伟到高山相比之下呢，却是那么样的渺小。
If God can create the mountain and this vast universe, imagine how great God is.
那如果神能够 创造这高山以及那浩瀚无界的这个宇宙，那神是该有多伟大呢
？And yet man has reduced this great God into a tiny little idol.
那人却把这位伟大的神把它浓缩缩小成为那小微小的这个偶像。
So even though the evidence of the presence of God is all around us, man could not see God.
虽然神的存在是周围都可以找到证据的，但是人却好像看不见神。Then
how can we see God today?
那我们今天又只能看到神呢？
This was Job's testimony in verse 5.
那这就是约伯的见证，就在第五节。Job
was on earth just like us.
约伯就在地面上，就像你我一样。His
confession, his testimony was, "But now my eyes seeth God."
那他的宣告，他 的见证，就是说现在我用我的肉眼来看见神。
We shall look at the testimonies of some Bible characters.
那我们要当来看圣经的一些人物的见证。
Testimonies of what are truly good in life.
那这些的见证是让我们看到说在生命中真正良善的是什么。
Do you believe that seeing God on earth is a good thing in life?
那你相信说能够在地面上来看到神是一件良善的事吗？
Do you want to see God while you're here on earth?
当你仍然还在这地面上的时候，你是否愿意来见到神呢？
What does Job mean when he said, "My eye seeth God"?
那当约伯说他亲眼看到神的时候，到底他的意思是什么呢？
Now God is spirit; he cannot be seen.
那神是个灵。他是不能够被看见的。
And yet we know that Job is not telling us a lie.
而我们也知道说约伯他并不是说谎言。
He is telling us the truth.
他是把真相告诉我们。
I hope that when we study this final chapter of the book of Job, at the end of our message, we all may also confess like Job. We also are able to see God.
那我盼望说当我们研讨完这最后约伯记的最后一章的时候，那我们每一个人都能够像约伯一样的来见证说我们也是看见了神。
This is the best thing in life.
那这是生命中最好的事情。
Job was a man of God.
约伯是一个爱神的人。
The Bible tells us that Job has already known God.
那圣经告诉我们说，约伯他已经认识神。
He had already accepted Christ as his Lord and his Savior.
他已经接纳了耶稣基督为他个人的救主，为他救赎主。
Because in Job chapter 1, he offered animal sacrifices.
因为在约伯记第一章，他就借着牲畜来献祭。
He knew that the animal sacrifices represented the Lord Jesus Christ, who will die for him on the cross of Calvary.
那他知道说这些牲畜的所借着这些牲畜所献的祭是来代表主耶稣基督，主耶稣基督为他死在加利山的十字架上。
And yet God said, "This is not enough a relationship that I want Job to have with me."
然而神却说像这样的一个关系是不足够的，我愿意就是约伯有一个跟我有一个关系比这个更深。
God said, "I wanted Job to have a more intimate relationship with me, whereby he can confess that he has seen me."
那神是说，我愿意约伯有一个跟我更亲密的关系，那好叫他能够承认说他看见了我。
Do you want to see God tonight?
那你愿意看见神吗？今晚
？I hope you really do with all your heart.
我盼望你能够全心全意的来说你愿意。
Because God is the one who created you.
因为神是那创造你的那位。
Whether you like it or not, one day God will see you.
那无论你愿不愿意，那有一天神要来见到你。
And you will see him too.
你也会见到他。
Because the Bible says it is appointed unto all men once to die, and after that the judgment.
那因为圣经说，按着定命，人人都有一死，那死后且有审判。
God wants you and me to give an account of how we have lived our life on earth.
那神要你我来，向他来，交账，按照我们在地面上的生活。
So it is important for us to see God right now and have a good, right relationship with Him.
因此，要现在就来见到神，然后能够与他有一个良好的关系，那是很重要的。
You cannot afford to ignore Him.
那你绝不能够说来忽略他。
You will see Him at the end of your life. It's not a choice. It's a certainty.
因为你的生命结束的时候，你将会来见到他。那这是一个必然的事实，不是一个选择。
First and foremost, you must accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior.
那首要的是，你必须来接受耶稣基督为你 的主宰为你的个人的救主。
This was what Job experienced.
那这也是约伯所经历的。
This was what God wanted Job to experience.
这也是神愿意约伯来经历的。
And now God wanted Job to experience a deeper relationship with him.
而这时候神愿意约伯有一个跟他有一个更深的关系。
Verse 1 to verse 6 tell us that in order to see God, you must first know your God well.
第一到第六节就告诉我们说为了能够更就是深更认识我们告诉我们说我们必须来认识神。
You cannot afford to know God superficially.
那你不能够在表面上来只是在表面上来认识神。
The moment you become a Christian, you must continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of God.
那一旦你成为基督徒你就必须在神的恩典和慈爱上来继续的来成长。
That's why Job had to endure so much pain and suffering.
那因此约伯是要经历这样多的痛苦这样多的苦楚。
Because the reality of our knowledge of God will be revealed in the face of persecution.
因为我们对神的认识就会在当我们面对逼迫的时候就能够显露出来。
When we experience suffering in this life for Christ,
当我们在这一生里面来为基督来受苦的时候
How we react and respond in the face of suffering will reveal how close we are to God.
那我们是怎么样的来回应就是当我们面对一些苦楚的时候那这就能够显露出我们跟神是有多密切的关系。
We know that Job suffered not because of any sin.
我们知道说约伯受苦并不是因为他有罪。
Job lost his wealth and his children. In Job chapter 1,
在约伯记第一章，约伯就是痛失了他的孩子，还有他的一些财物。
He was one of the richest men in his city.
他是那城市里面就是最有钱的人之一。
When God permitted Satan to tempt him, Satan took away his wealth and his 10 children.
当神允许撒旦来试探他的时候，撒旦就是挪去了他的这些财物以及他十个孩子。
We can't imagine what that must have been like.
我们没有办法理解那是怎么样的情况。
The pain and the sorrow Job experienced is something that you and I do not want to wish upon our enemies.
那约伯所承受的这些苦楚是我们都不愿意来在我们仇敌身上来见到的。
To lose one child is bad enough, but to lose all 10 of your children is unimaginable the kind of pain in his soul.
那要来丧失一个孩子已经是非常痛苦了。那要同时来失去十个孩子，那真的是在他心灵里有多么的苦楚，多么的痛苦。
After that loss, Job continued to trust in God.
那在那样的一个损失之后，那约伯继续的来信靠神。
In Job chapter 2, we are told that Job lost his health this time.
那在约伯记第二章我们就知道说约伯这时候就失去了他的健康。
He suffered excruciating pain.
他忍受非常深的苦楚。
The pain was so bad that he had to sit on ashes.
他身体疼痛到一个地步他甚至要坐在灰尘中。
The pain was so bad that he had to take a broken piece of pottery to scrape his wounds.
这个痛楚是那样的深以至于他甚至要拿一个破瓦来挂自己的身体。
And sadly, Job had 3 friends who tried to comfort him.
那可悲的就是就约伯有三位朋友来安慰他。
Instead of comforting him, they made his life even more miserable.
他们其实并没有 给他任何的安慰，反而是加给他更大的苦楚。
They said to Job, "You must have sinned very, very greatly against God, and that's why you're suffering so greatly."
他们就告诉约伯说：“你必定是犯了很深的罪，因此你这时候要忍受这些这么大的苦楚。”
Job kept on insisting, "No, I have not done anything wrong to deserve this kind of suffering."
那约伯就一直坚持说，我并没有犯任何的罪，以至于我需要来面对这样的苦楚。
Throughout his entire suffering, Job did not curse God.
那在他整个的就是忍受这些苦楚的当儿，他并没有咒诅神。
But sadly, he did sin against God.
那可悲的就是他结果的确是得罪了神。
He cursed the day he was born.
那他就咒诅他生的日子。
He cursed everyone who rejoiced on the day he was born.
那他也咒诅那些在他生的日子的时候欢喜快乐的人。
He dared to challenge God and demanded from God an audience with God.
那他甚至是向神来挑战。就是说要神来听他的言论。
He felt that God was unfair to him for allowing him to suffer so much when God did not give him a chance to explain himself first.
他觉得说神好像是对他不公平，让他要面对要忍受这么的痛多么多的痛楚，却没有给他机会来为自己来申诉。
And so he demanded to see God.
那因此他就要求说要来朝见神。
God appeared and God rebuked him.
那神就向他显现，神就责备他。
God said, "Do I have to ask you for permission before I can do anything to you, Job?"
那神就责问他说：“难道我需要来就是得你的批准，然后我才能够在向你做什么事情吗？”
Who do you think you are?
约伯，你以为你是谁呢？
Who do you think I am? God said.
那神也问他说：“你认为我是谁呢？”
Do you know how great a creator is?
你知道说一位创造主是有多伟大吗？
Where were you, Job, when God created the heavens and the earth?
那当神在创造着天地的时候，约伯你在哪里？
Did God have to consult Job before he created the heavens, the mountains, and the oceans?
那神需要来请示约伯吗？当他来创造这高山、创造海洋的时候
，God rebuked Job，
那神就责备约伯。
Chapter 42 is Job's confession。
那是约伯记第42章是约伯的认罪。
And this confession will reveal to us what it means to know God and to know Him well。
那这样的一个认罪，让我们来看到说。到底是真正的认识神就是是怎么回事。
Then Job answered the Lord and said, "I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee."
那约伯就说，我知道你是万事都能做的，那你的旨意是不能够拦阻的。
First and foremost, to know God and to know Him well, you and I have to be like Job,and submit to God unconditionally.
那首要的就是我们若要更好的来认识神的话呢，那我们首先就是要来顺服于他，来委身于他。
That was the beginning of how Job will see God.
那这就是约伯能够看见神的这个开端。
Job stopped murmuring and complaining.
那约伯就停止他的埋怨，停止他的投诉。
So basically confessed and said, "Lord, you have every right to take away all my wealth."
那约伯就单单的就向神来认错，说的确主，你有权柄来挪去我一切的这些财物。
I submit to your will.
那我就顺服于你的旨意。
You have every right to take away all my 10 children.
你这有权柄来就是夺去我十个孩子。
No matter how painful it hurt his heart.
那无论对他的内心是有多么的大的伤痛。
Lord, I submit to your will.
那主，我愿意顺服你的旨意。
No matter how painful I'm suffering from the balls that afflict my body.
那无论是我要 忍受多少的痛楚，当这些弓啊、这些箭射入我的身体的时候。
And if I have to sit on ashes for the rest of my life and scrape my balls with the broken pottery, I submit to thy will.
那我身上的这个疮呢，是无论是有多疼痛，即使是我终身都要坐在这灰尘中来刮我的身体，那我也愿意来顺服于你的旨意。
As nothing is hidden from you.
那没有一样事情对是对你来讲是隐藏的。
You know all things, and therefore you can do all things in my life.
你是知道一切，你是查明一切事情的神，因此你能够在我生命中做任何的事情。
Do you want to see God?
你愿意来见到神吗？
Then you have to accept this condition.
那如果是这样的话，你必须接纳这条件。
This was Job's testimony.
这是约伯的见证。
Are you prepared to accept and acknowledge that God, you can do whatever you want with my life?
那你是不是愿意的，就是来接受，来承认说，神啊，你能够在我生命中来做任何的事情。
You want to take away all my wealth? Yes, I submit.
你愿意挪去我一切的财物？是的，我愿意顺服。
Take away all my family members? I surrender.
那你愿意来？你要来？夺取我所有的家庭人成员，那是的，我愿意来降服。
Take away my eyes, take away my limbs, take away everything from me. I surrender.
那你要来夺取我的眼睛，夺取我的肢体，夺取我的一切，那我愿意顺服，我降服。
If God wants me to suffer the most painful cancer before I die, I surrender.
那如果神愿意我来忍受那最痛最痛的这个癌症的话，我也愿意来降服。
Ask yourself one simple question.
那你问你自己一个简单的问题。
Job has to go through so much suffering before he could finally say, "I can see God with my eyes."
那约伯需要经历这么多的痛楚，那以至于他之后才能够说得出说，我能够。用亲眼来见到主。
Do you think there is another way?
你想是不是还有另外一个法则呢？
Can the life of luxury help me to see God?
那是不是一个富裕的生活能够让我来看见神呢？
I live in the palace.
我住在宫中。
I am healthy and I'm very wealthy.
那我是身体非常健康，那我也非常富裕。
Whatever my heart desires on earth, I can use my money and can buy whatever I want.
那我心里所要的，那我都能够用我的钱来买我心所要得的一切。
And to buy $100 million airplane, I buy it.
那我要买了1000万的这个飞机，我就去买。
Money is no option.
那钱对我来讲没有问题。
If I want to eat the most expensive food on earth, I just pay the money without thinking because I have all the money I want.
那如果要用那在地面上最贵的一餐，那我就那也无所谓，我因为我拥有许多的钱财能够来买。
You think that kind of life will help us draw closer to God and see Him?
你认为这样的生命能够让我们能够来更趋近神，来见到神吗？
Based upon our own personal experience, we realize that that is impossible.
那接着我们个人的经历，我们知道说，我们意识到说，这是不可能的。
Based upon our knowledge of the Word of God, we also know that that method is unbiblical.
那按照神的话语，我们也知道说，这样的一个方法也是不合乎圣经。
More often than not, when we have that kind of life,We will forget God, not drawn closer to God.
那如果我们拥有那样的一个生活，那我们这更大的可能是我们会忘记了神，而不是来趋近神。
Did Jesus not say that it is impossible for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven?
耶稣基督岂不是说要让一个财主来进天国是不可能的吗？
Why? Because he felt that he lacked nothing.
为什么呢？他因为他以为说他他一无所缺。
I'm so rich, whatever the lust of the eyes desire, I get.
我是这么样的富裕。那如果我无论是眼中 的预念所要的我都能够得到。
Even for the believer, that kind of life is also very dangerous.
那甚至是对一个信徒来讲，这样的一个生活是非常的危险的。
Because God said to the people of Israel,
因为神
when you enter the promised land, you're going to live in houses with ceiling, and that's when you're going to be very, very likely to forget me.
那因为神告诉以色列人，当他们进入这个应许地的时候，他们将会住在那有天花板的房屋里面。那像这样的生活，你是会忘记神的。
God said those words to them when they were in the wilderness.
那神向他们来说这话，那时候他们还在旷野里。
They came out of Egypt. They had been wandering in the wilderness for 40 years.
他们从埃及出来，他们在旷野绕环绕旷野40年。
The younger generation had been living in tents.
那些年之前的世代，他们都住在这帐篷里。
Because they were born in the wilderness.
因为他们就是在这旷野来就是生下来的。
They've never experienced what it's like to live in a solid building with ceiling.
那他们从来没有经历过是到底住在这样的一个就是有墙的房屋是什么回事。
The comforts of life will never help us to see God.
那生活中的这些享受是不能够是永远不能够让我们来看见神的。
Is this what you seek after?
那这是不是你所追求的呢？
More money and more money to give you the comforts of life?
那要更多的钱，要更多的钱来给你一个舒适的生活。
Then how can you say in your heart that you really want to see God?
那你又怎么能够在你心里面来说你要来见到神？
The way to see God is not with the motive for luxurious things.
那要来看到神那方法不是说让你来能够拥有那最奢华的事物。
The only way according to the Bible and Job's testimony is the way of suffering for Christ.
那唯一的方法按照约伯他的见证就是要来为基督来受苦。
The total absolute surrender of everything about us to God.
那是完全把我们所有的一切来献上给神。
That doesn't mean that you suffer every moment of every day.
那这不是意味着说你每时每刻都要来受苦。
But every moment of every day, we must have this attitude of total unconditional surrender to God.
然后在每时每刻我们都要有这样的一个心态，就是我们要完全的来献上给神。
And submit ourselves to Him and let Him do whatever He wants with our lives.
那我们顺服神，也让神来就是按照他的心意来在我们身上来就是行他所愿。
And trust in him to do what is best for us.
也相信说他所做的都是对我们来讲是最美善的。
And so when you're going through suffering and difficulty, don't draw farther away from God, draw closer to him because he now wants you to see him.
那如果你正在受苦你正在经历一些磨练的话，那不要远离神，而是必须来趋近神，因为他愿意你来见到他。
Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge?
那谁是有就更高的谁是那谋士有更高的智慧？
This confession of Job in chapter 42 verse 3 is basically a repeat of what God said in chapter 38 verse 2.
这个在约伯记的42章第三节 verse 3 okay.
It's a repeat of Job 38 verse 2
约伯记的42章第三节是约伯记第38章重复约伯记第38章这边的话语。
Chapter 8 verse 2 is what God said to Job.
约伯记38章第二节是神对约伯所说的。
Who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge?
那他是说谁用无知的言语使我的旨意暗昧不明。
When Job repeated what God charged him for, he is basically confessing his sin and admitting that he was wrong.
当约伯来重复 神对他的指责的时候，那他基本上就是在承认他自己在之前已经得罪了神。
Who is the one who has been talking so much without proper knowledge?
那谁是那个就是当没有那样的一个知识的时候，却那么多说了这么多的呢？
Job says, "I am the one."
那约伯说，那我就是那一位。
You see this in the second half of verse 3, chapter 42.
就在42章的第三节的第二个部分，让我们看到这点。
Therefore have I uttered that I understood not.
那他说我所说的是我不明白的。
Things too wonderful or too great for me, which I knew not.
那是那些我不明白的，是这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。
Because during his experience, Job did not surrender his life to God unconditionally, 100%.
因为当约伯在经历那些事情的时候，约伯之前是没有百分百的把自己完全的来顺服神。
Now he confessed that he was wrong before God.
他这时候就向神来承认说，他的确是在神面前得罪了神。
That's what we must do right now too.
那这也是你我现在所当做的。
When you and I do not surrender our life to God unconditionally and allow God to do whatever He wants,
如果你我 we sin. 如果你我并没有让神来你我并没有完全的顺服于神，让他在我们生命中来行他愿意行的事情的话，那我们应当来向神认罪，因为我们已经得罪神了。
There are some of us who think, well, if I'm faithfully serving God, I should be healthy and wealthy too.
那我们当中可能有一些人认为说，如果我忠心的来服侍神，那我应该是很健康，而且是很富裕的。
And the moment they lose their wealth or their health, they will not want to serve God anymore.
一旦他们失去了他们的财富，失去他们的健康的时候，他们就不愿意再来侍奉。
If I'm holy and obedient and righteous at my workplace, I should not lose my job.
那如果我在工作场合里面是就是非常的圣洁，我也真的是虔诚，那我不应当失去我的职位。
What do you do when you lose your job?
那当你失去职位的时候，你会怎么样呢？
If you do not surrender your life 100% to God unconditionally, guarantee you will murmur with your mouth.
如果你是没有完全的把你的生命来顺服神的话，百分百的来顺服神的话，那肯定的你就会在那里有诸多的埋怨。
What's the point of being holy? You see, I'm holy, I'm righteous, obey God, and now I lost my job and I'm suffering. What's the point?
那我圣洁，我虔诚又有什么用处呢？你看我这样的有这样的一个圣洁虔诚的见证，但是我却失去了我的职位，这有什么用处？
A student who studied very hard and served God faithfully and witnessed for Christ faithfully and then he failed his exam.
那一个勤奋读书很用功的忠心的来预备来学习来读书的一个学生最后他在考试中却不及格了。
You don't study hard for the sake of serving God and getting your A's and your distinction.
那你勤劳读书你侍奉神并不是要借着你勤劳读书来得到这些特优的成绩的。
You study hard and you serve God because it is the right thing to do.
那你勤奋读书你侍奉神这是一个正确的事情。
We don't bargain with God.
我们不当用这些来与神来讨价还价。
We just surrender our lives to a faithful God, trusting in Him who will never hurt us or fail us.
那我们只要是降服于那位神，那让我们就是信靠他知道他永远不会使我们失望的。
Job was not like that.
那但是约伯之前不是这样。
Job was like us.
约伯之前就像我们一样。
And we were like the old Job.
那我们就像那老那旧的之前的那约伯。
Murmured and complained when things did not go his way.
当事情不称心顺意的时候，他就埋怨了。
Now Job learned and he now repented of his sin.
那这时候约伯他学习到这功课，他就为着他的罪来悔改。
He admitted to God, Lord, I did not know what I was saying.
那他就承认对主承认说我的确不知道我自己在说些什么。
What you are doing to me is too great and I do not understand.
那你在我身上所做的事情实在是太 伟大是超越我所能够明白的。
And that's why he begged God for forgiveness.
那这也就是因为为此他就向求神来饶恕他。
And he asked God to hear him once more.
那他就求神再一次的来听。
Because he knows that if he regards iniquity in his heart, the Lord will not hear him.
因为他知道说他在心中若继续的含着这样的一个的一个过犯的话，罪污的话，他知道说神是不会来垂听他。
So in verse 4, he asked God, Lord, I beseech thee, hear me, and I will speak, and I will ask counsel, beg of counsel of you, and declare thou unto me.
那因此在这第四节他就是说求他就向神说求你听我我要说话我问你求你指示我。
This entire experience of suffering, this experience of restoration was what Job meant when he said, now I have seen God.
那这整个的修复的过程他的这些苦楚就之后他就说到说他就是这样他见到神。
And so prior to this experience, Job admitted, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now at the end of my experience, my eye seeth God.
那借着这样的一个经历那这最后约伯就这样子说在我经历这些事情的时候我是分文有你就是我用耳朵听见有你但是现在经历了这些事情我亲眼看见你。
You mean each time when I suffer for Christ and then I continue to trust in him it is the same as Job seeing God? Yes.
那你是说每一次当我为着基督来受苦那之后我继续的来信靠他那我就好像约伯一样来看见神了吗？
Every time when your faith and your trust in God is deepened and strengthened in the process, you are actually seeing God.
那每当你的对神的信靠继续的在忍受苦楚的当中那越深的话那就是你在看见神了。
So when Job says, I've seen God, it doesn't mean that God suddenly appears in his presence. Remember, God is spirit, cannot see him.
那当约伯说他看见神的时候那他不是说真的是神突然间就是让他来就是看得见因为神是个灵神是肉眼看不见。
This is a figure of speech.
那这是形象的原因。
Or someone drawn closer to God.
那他就是这样来表达说一个人是更趋近神了。
Just like, first I heard about him and now I have seen him.
那就像是我之前听闻有他，那现在我看见他了。
So it's a figure of speech to tell us that Job has drawn closer to God through his journey of suffering and pain and experience and restoration.
接着这样让我们能够来明白说，约伯的意思说他在经历了这些痛楚这样的痛苦之后，他是更趋近神，更多明白神了。
His repentance is part of it as well.
那他的悔改。也是其中一部分。
That's why he says in verse 6, Wherefore I abhor myself and I repent in dust and ashes.
那因此在第六节他说因此我厌恶自己那我在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
Dust and ashes means complete utter humility.
那在这尘土跟炉灰那意思就是说是完全的降卑自己。
I repent of my sin.
那我就是为着我的罪来悔改。
That was what it means for Job to say to know God well.
那这也就是约伯借着这样的来表达说 来表达说他向对神更认识了。
Knowing God well is more than just having an experience.
那更好的来认识神不仅是一个经历。
Because the experience must always be based upon God's truth.
因为各样经历都必须是基于神的真理。
That is God's word.
那也就是神的话语。
It's not just experience in itself, because the world out there have all sorts of experiences.
不单单是经历，因为我们知道说在外头的世界人们都有许许多多不同的经历。
But to interpret and understand our experiences using the word of God to help us.
而是来解释我们来明解释用神的话语来解释明白我们的这个经历啊，就是我们这样的来借着这些来帮助。
That's what we see in verse 7 to verse 11.
那这也是我们从第七到第十一节所看到
的。To know God well through experiences is good, but it must also be accompanied by knowing God's judgment well as well.
那要来就是借着经历来更认识神，那是好的。那不过这必须是加上说我们必须来明白神的审判。
And it was so that after the Lord had spoken these words unto Job, the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, My wrath is kindled against thee and against thy two friends, for ye have not spoken of me the thing that is right, as my servant Job hath.
那耶和华对约伯说话以后，就对提曼人以利法说，我的怒气向你和你两个朋友发作，因为你们议论我不如我的仆人约伯所说的事。
Job did not curse God, that was right.
约伯并没有咒诅神，这是最对的。
Job continued to trust in God, that was right.
约伯继续的来信靠神，那是对的。
Job repented of his sin, that was right.
约伯就为着罪来悔改，那是对的。
But these three friends of Job had not done so yet.
他这三位约伯的朋友却没有这么做。
That's why now God turned his attention upon the three friends. Apparently Eliphaz was the leader of the three friends.
那因此神这时候就把注意力转移到他的这三位朋友。那看起来这以利法是他们当中带头的。
Just as God was angry with Job because of his complaining, but he repented.
那就像约伯他就是他为着他自己之前的这样的一个埋怨来悔改一样。
Now the Lord turned his attention to his three friends. They too must repent.
那这时候神就来转移注意力到这三位朋友的身上，他们说他们也当来悔改。
God is no respecter of persons.
神不偏待人。
God wants everyone to know him.
那神要每一个人都来认识他。
When these three friends repented of their sin, what do you think has happened for them too?
如果这三位朋友他们为着他们的罪来悔改的话，你想他们会发生在他们身上会有什么事情发生？
If they do what is right according to God's judgment by faith, what do you think will also be their experience in their heart?
那如果他们就也凭着信心来就是看到神所施行的这些审判的话，他们也一样能够来看到。
They too would have been drawn closer to God by their experience.
那他们也能够借着他们的经历来更趋近神了。
They will now realize and learn that suffering is not always because of sin.
那他们就会意识到说，也学习到说，这受苦并不是一定是因着罪。
Job suffered because he had not done anything wrong. It was for the sake of Christ.
那约伯之所以受苦，并不是说他做了什么错事，而是为着基督的缘故。
Did they listen?
他们有没有听呢？
Thank God they submitted, they listened.
感谢神，他们之后真的是他们也顺服，他们也来听从了。
What did God ask them to do?
那神就叫他们做什么呢？
Therefore take unto you now 7 bullocks and 7 rams. Go to my servant Job and offer up for yourselves a burnt offering. And my servant Job shall pray for you. For him will I accept.Lest I deal with you after your folly, your foolishness, in that ye have not spoken of me the thing which is right, like my servant Job.
那神就对他们说，现在你们要取七只公牛，七只公羊，到我仆人约伯那里去，为自己献上燔祭。那我的仆人约伯就为你们祈祷，我因悦纳他，就不按你们的愚妄。来办你们。
So Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite went and did according as the Lord commanded them. They brought these 7 bulls and 7 rams and gave to Job, and Job offered a burnt offering on their behalf. And the Bible said the Lord accepted Job.
那于是提曼人以利法还有苏亚人比勒达还有拿马人索法照着 耶和华所吩咐的去行，那耶和华就悦纳约伯，那他们意思说他们三个人也照着神所吩咐的，就是拿七只公牛七只公羊，那去让约伯来为他们献祭，那神就接纳了。
When the Bible here says the Lord also accepted Job just as the Lord accepted the three friends,
那在这里 圣经说他神是耶和华接纳了约伯，就是像他接纳他三位朋友一样。
It means that Job too must have also offered animal sacrifices.
那意思就是说，约伯也应当是，同样的献上了那些的祭物。
Because the animal sacrifices, remember, represented the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这些牲畜，所用牲畜所献的祭是，我们要记得是用来代表主耶稣基督。
When you offer these animal sacrifices according to the Bible and by faith, you basically believe in Christ.
那当你就是借着这些牲畜来献祭的时候，而且是凭着信心的话，那基本上你就是接纳了耶稣基督。
And the Lord turned the captivity of Job, that is his former state, his state of sickness, his state of losing his children and his wealth. And the Lord says, now I'm going to turn it around. When he prayed for his friends,Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before.
那神就使到约伯的苦境之前他所得的病，他所经历的一些就是回转过来。那而且神也赐给他比他从前所拥有的更加倍。
Then came there unto him all his brethren, all his sisters, and all they that had been of his acquaintance before, and they did eat bread with him in his house, and they bemoaned him, and they comforted him over all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money, and everyone an earring of gold.
那约伯的弟兄姐妹和以先所认识的人都来见他，在他家里一同吃饭，又论到耶伯，又论到耶和华所降于他的一切灾祸，都为他悲伤安慰他，每个人得送他一块银子和一个金环。
Do you see and understand the judgment of God here?
那你有没有看到在这里神的另外一个审判？
God never meant to hurt Job at all.
那神有没有要来伤害约伯的用意。
The only way that Job could understand and to see God was for him to lose everything that he loved.
那神不愿意来见到约伯失去他的心情，为着他所爱的东西。
And how Job reacted and responded will be the experience that Job will have for the rest of his life.
那这是神在他约伯这里的经历，是他之后说
This was what God wanted for Job.
这是神愿意约伯所得的。
This is what God also wants for us.
这是神愿意我们所得的。
Whatever judgment that you experience in your life from God, know that it is meant to draw you closer to Him and not farther away from Him.
在你生命中所遇到的任何的这些审判，都是神愿意你更趋近他，而不是更远离他。
When you are drawn closer to the Lord, you are drawn farther away from the world.
当你越趋近神的时候，你就更越远离。
When you are far away from God, you are closer to the world.
当你更远离神的时候，你就更趋近这个世界。
And that will hurt us.
那会伤害我。
Our witness for Christ will be distorted.
我们对神的见证就会被扭曲。
It will also be badly damaged.
也会很严重的被毁坏。
Don't let them see in us a Christ that is carnal.
不要让他们来看到一个属肉体的基督。
Let them see a Christ that is spiritual.
要让他们来看到一个属灵的基督。
And to do that, you and I have to be drawn closer to the Lord.
要怎么做，你我就要更来趋近神。
Notice that the Lord said he restore back everything to Job twice as much as he had before after him and his three friends have offered their offerings and been restored back to God.
那要看到的就是当约伯还有他这三个朋友都来献祭来悔改之后，那神就 使到约伯一切都恢复加倍的比先前更加倍的来恢复。
Know that your experience on earth will also impact the people in your life.
那要知道说你的经历也一样的会影响你身边周围的人。
When you are drawn closer to the Lord, the people in your life see your life and they too will also be drawn closer to the Lord.
当你正趋近神的时候，那你周围的人会看见神，看见他们也一样的会被吸引趋近神。
And his brethren and his sisters and his acquaintance all came back to him.
那他的弟兄，他的姐妹们，他的以前所相识的人都回来来与他相识。
This is always the judgment of God for our good.
那这让我们看到说，神为我们施行的审判都是为着我们好。
That's why you can trust him.
也因着这样你可以来信靠他。
That's why you can surrender your life totally to him and allow God to do whatever he wants in your life.
那也就因着这样你能够来完全的来顺服于神，让他来在你生命中做他愿意所做的事情。
When you take matters into your own hands and do whatever you want, you know how limited we all are.
那当你把就是要用自己的方法用自己的手来处理事情的时候，你知道自己是有多么的有限。
We don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow.
我们都不知道明天会发生什么。
We can control so many things in our lives.
我们能根本不能够来虽然我们能够控制生命中许多的事。
We are so weak and so helpless, that's why it makes no sense for us who are God's children to want to control our own lives.
那我们在生命中许多的事情我们都没有办法来控制，那何况我们真的是如果我们要来控制自己的生命，那是非常是非常愚昧的。
Job was like that at the beginning of this book.
那约伯在这卷书的开头的时候就是这样子。
But thank God at the end of his experience, he was a different person.
那感谢神，在他经历这一切之后，他是另外一个人的。
He learned the importance of total surrender.
他学习到完全的来降服的重要性。
He learned the importance of repentance.
他也学习到说要来悔改的重要。
And he understood the judgment of God.
他也明白神的刑罚。
And how his life impacted the lives of the three friends as well for good.
那他也知道说他的生命是怎么样的来影响他三个朋友，那就是永久的来影响。
And finally, you must also understand to see God. You must know and understand His blessing.
那最后要来更认识神的话，我们也必须要来认识他所赐的福。
You see this in verse 12 to verse 17.
在十二到十七节，让我们看到这一点。
So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning.
那神就在主耶和华就在之后更大的来赐福约伯，比先前更多。
He used to have 7,000 sheep, now he had 14,000 sheep.
他之前只有7,000 只羊，现在他有14,000只羊。
He used to have 3,000 camels, now he has 6,000 camels.
他原本有3,000只骆驼，现在有6,000只。
He used to have 500 yoke of oxen, now he had 1,000 yoke of oxen.
那他之前只有500对的牛，现在他有1,000对。
He used to have 500 she asses, now he had 1,000 she asses.
他原本只有500只母驴，那现在他有1,000只。
God blessed him with the same number of children, 7 sons and 3 daughters.
那神就赐福于他让他仍然有之前一样数目的孩子，就是7个儿子跟3个女儿。
And the names of his 3 daughters are mentioned in verse 14.
那他三个女儿的名字就在第40节让我们看到。
God bless him with a wonderful family, verse 15 says.
那第15节就告诉我们说神赐福给他一个美好的家庭。
And this After this lived Job 140 years and saw his sons and his sons' sons even 4 generations. He lived a rich life.
那之后约伯又活了140年，那得见他的儿孙，那直到四代。
So Job died being old and full of days.
那之后就说到说约伯他年纪老迈，他日子满足而死。
The physical blessing was for the people of Job's time.
那这些形式上的这些福气是 属于当时候约伯当时候的人所用的。
In the time of the church, the blessing is spiritual, not physical.
那在教会的时代，那我们所得的福气是属灵的福气，而不是属这形制或者说物质的福气。
Because as a church witness, the blessing today are always spiritual, not physical.
因为教会的见证今天那教会所得的这些福气都是属灵的福气，而不是这些有形体的福气。
You look at the life of the great apostle Paul.
你看伟大的使徒保罗他的一生。
He was a faithful servant of the Lord.
他是忠心服侍神的仆人。
He suffered much in the ministry of the Lord.
他在服侍神的这个生涯当中面对许多的苦楚。
He was arrested and put into prison at the end of his life.
他在最后就被逮捕就被丢进监牢里。
Was he blessed of God? Definitely.
他是不是蒙神赐福呢？肯定是。
Did he have any material things on earth? Nothing compared to us.
他有没有拥有的地面上的物质呢？与我们来相比，他是一无所有。
He didn't even have any bank account.
他根本连一个银行的户头都没有。
He had no home.
他也没有家园。
He didn't have any wardrobe of clothings.
他也没有衣橱，没有衣物。
When he was in prison, he didn't even have his outer garment to keep him warm.
那当他在地牢里的时候，他都没有一件外衣让他来保温。
He did not have his parchment, that is the Bible, with him.
那他也没有那皮卷也就是说没有圣经在他手中。
Can we say that he was not blessed of God because he did not have any material things?
No. 我们能够说他就不蒙神赐福吗？因为他没有物质的好处。
His life was definitely a life of total surrender and obedience as he testified in Philippians.
那他的生命的确就是肯定是个完全顺服完全献上的一个生命。那他自己这样的在腓立比书那边见证。
Know God's blessing well.
我们要好好的来认识神所赐的福。
Stop measuring your life according to the abundance of what you possess.
我们应当停止来以我们所拥有的来计算我们所领的福气。
This was what Jesus told us and the disciples.
那这也是耶稣还有他的门徒告诉我们的。
That's why you need to know his blessing well.
那这也就是为什么你需要更好的来认识他所赐的福。
In the time of Job and the Old Testament, the spiritual and the physical blessing, they were one. They cannot be separated.
那在约伯的时候，那这些属灵的福气跟这些有形体的福气，那是一体的他们是不能够再分隔的。
In the New Testament period, it is only spiritual and not material.
那在新约的时代，那只有的就是属灵的，而不是属物质的。
So that when you surrender your life unconditionally to God, whether you live in a palace or you live in the streets, it does not matter.
因此当你就是来把你的生命来交托给神的时候，那你到底是住在宫中还是住在就是路边都无所谓。
You will be blessed of God when you surrender your life to Him and know Him well.
那你如果你愿意把你一生交托给神，那你就是你必定可以领受神的福所赐的福，你会更认识他。
And you know him well by knowing his word and his judgment according to the Bible.
你更好的来认识他是借着你认识他的话语，认识他的审判。
And he will bless you with peace in your heart.
他也要赐福于你，借着你内心所得的平安。
He will bless you with godliness, with contentment in your soul.
他也让你能够有这样的一个内心的虔诚，以及你内心的满足。
And your life will be rich and full and abundant as Jesus promised us.
那你的生命将会是非常丰满的就像主耶稣基督所应许我们的。
Is this your life?
那这是不是你的生命呢？
I pray that this is your experience right now.
我期盼说你这就是你这时候的经历。
That's what it means to see God.
那这也就是所谓 亲眼见神的意思了。
To be drawn closer to him in prayer and in trust.
就是来被他吸引，更趋近于他。那借着祷告，借着信靠他。
To see the hand of God in your life day by day.
那就是一天一天的更多的来看到神圣手在施恩。
And you continue to trust him and you serve him faithfully.
那你也继续的来信靠他，也来忠心的来服侍他。
Let us pray.
那我们一起来祷告。
Our merciful, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有恩典，满有慈爱的圣天父。
Help us, O Lord, to see.
主啊，求主你帮助我们来亲眼见你。
We thank the Lord for the testimony and witness of your servant Job.
我们感谢主为这约伯他的这个见证来感谢主。
How he first accepted Christ as Lord and as Savior.
他是怎么样的来接受耶稣基督为他个人的救主。
And how you have led him and guided him so that he may experience what it means to see God on earth.
那你是怎么样的来带领他来知道他来经历以至于他能够知道说是怎么样的在地面上来亲眼见到你。
He surrendered his life totally to your loving care.
他是把自己的生命完完全全的来献上给你，让你来掌管。
He interpreted his experiences in life according to the judgment, the word of God.
他借着神的话语，借着神的审判来明白他在地面上所受的苦。
And you bless him with a closer walk with thee.
你也赐福于他，让他能够与主你有更亲密的能够与主你更亲密的来同行。
Our hearts cry, O Lord, as your children is to experience the same.
我们内心的呼求，也身为神你的儿女，我们希望能够也有同样的经历。
Teach us to surrender our all to thee unconditionally.
求主教导我们来把我们所有的一切来没有条件的来献上给你。
Help us to submit ourselves to thee so that you can do whatever you want in our lives.
帮助我们来顺服于你，好叫你能够在我们生命中来做你愿意做的事情。
May we learn to submit.
求主帮助我们来顺服。
May we understand thy judgment and the word of God.
让我们都来明白你的审判，明白主你的话语。
And we know that at the end of our life, you will bless us with salvation, grace, and mercy, and we will be found in heaven.
我们也知道说，当我们生命了结之后，我们将会领受你所赐的福气，得到救赎，就是充满着这恩典慈爱，就在天堂里。
We surrender our all to thee tonight.
我们今晚就把一切献上给你。
Use us for thy glory.
求主为着你的荣耀来使用我们。
Make us a blessing to your people.
求主借着我们来赐福于你的子民。
In Jesus' name we give thanks and pray.
我们奉靠耶稣基督的圣名，我们感恩祷告。
Amen.
Amen.